This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. EPA proposal would weaken civil rights protection. Public comment period ends March 11th. In July, community and environmental groups from five states sued the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, Office of Civil Rights over the agency's failure to take action on civil rights complaints, including one submitted by the Albuquerque-based Citizens for Alternatives to Radioactive Dumping, CARD, for the proposed Triassic Park Hazardous Waste Facility. Several complaints that alleged discrimination under the Civil Rights Act of 1964 for the siting and permitting of polluting facilities have languished for over 20 years. Now the groups are calling on the EPA to significantly strengthen a proposed rule to revise the way the agency handles complaints. In December, EPA began a public comment period about the proposed changes that, among other things, eliminate deadlines for agency action. EPA claims that the proposed amendments, quote, recognize that the EPA's current self-imposed regulatory deadlines are impractical, given the inherent scientific complexity associated with determining which and how populations are impacted by environmental pollutants, the number of discrimination allegations and theories that may be asserted in any one complaint, and the volume of the complaints received, end quote. The proposed changes actually weaken existing protections by removing deadlines for the agency to respond and investigate complaints. Past performance indicates more accountability is needed, not less. For example, in September 2002, CARD filed a complaint against the New Mexico Environment Department for permitting the construction of the proposed Triassic Park Hazardous Waste Treatment Storage and Disposal Facility located between Roswell and Tatum. The complaint alleges a pattern of discrimination against Spanish-speaking residents exhibited during the public hearing and throughout the permitting process. Current EPA regulations require acknowledgement of receipt of the complaint within 5 days. EPA accepted the CARD complaint in 2005, nearly 1,100 days later. Further, EPA is required to determine if an investigation is needed within 20 days, and if so, it must be completed in 180 days. 12 years after the initial complaint was filed, EPA contacted Deborah Reed, former CARD research director, for additional information. EPA has yet to complete their investigation. Last summer, the Center for Public Integrity released the results of its in-depth investigation of the Office of Civil Rights. Now EPA has put forward a proposal to weaken the already flawed process. Marion Engelman Lotto, an attorney with Earth Justice who filed suit on behalf of the group, said, quote, "It is shocking that the EPA would on the one hand acknowledge its failures to properly handle civil rights complaints, decide a revision is necessary, and then turn around and remove the only clear basis for holding itself accountable for acting on complaints in a timely fashion." This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit earthjustice.org, nuclearactive.org, and our Facebook page.